Well, it's just hard for him because Manny was used to a very very close, quiet environment with the Indians. And, I mean, Manny is such a good guy. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And he likes to be such a type A personality in terms of just being able to go through his routine. This whole thing is shaking him apart. Back in May when they had a big screaming clubhouse match when Everett and Bichette and Lansing and Jimmy Williams got into it, Manny was so completely befuddled by this. He just put his headset on and started listening to his music. I mean, he just didn't want to put up with it. And he's no longer coming to the park at 11 o'clock and working out and being back at 1 o'clock to hit. He's been distressed and very uncomfortable. He's told his teammates, and he ran over to tell all the Cleveland teammates how much he is not real, you know, this whole thing in Boston has just been nuts and bothered him. And Monday, he even tried to call John Hart and left a message on his voicemail. So it's bizarre. It'll work out in the end, but, you know, the question of, and I think that a lot of people raise it. I think that your question is valid, and it has to be less turbulence in Boston for him to really be able to perform at his top level. And I think the other question has got to be, in the long run, what kind of a contract is, you know, 8 years, $160 million, if he is just going to really essentially be a DH left fielder? I mean, is he a franchise player? Is the question. I mean, you know, good luck to Manny, and Jeff Borat, his agent, did a great job getting that money, but you just wonder if that is one of the wisest investments, and where are they going to be in about the fifth year of this contract? You know, the contract was given so Duquette could be a hero with the fans and save his job. And then John Harrington with this kind of silly, you know, let's win it in the last year of the Yawkey ownership thing. And so they just, you know, they just spent anything. I mean, I said at the time that I thought that contract was far less rational than Alex Rodriguez. Because Alex Rodriguez is a Gold Glove level shortstop, he's 25 years old. 10 years from now, he's likely going to be an all-star shortstop or third baseman, and because the Rangers have so much young talent, they will develop around Alex Rodriguez. But in Manny's case, it's going to be a curious thing. I mean, to see where he is 4 or 5 years from now. But right now, it hasn't been fun. It's been very uncomfortable for him.